Okay, and there you have it. It took a little bit longer, but you guys, it did an amazing job. I mean, here we have our two images. It's basically the same font. They nailed the typography again. You can still see the brick wall in the background. Pretty impressive. It wasn't quite the same as Gemini 2.0 Flash, where it was a little faster, but that was really the only difference that I noticed here. And again, one test, but it nailed the changing of the color and keeping the same image. I think it beats Reeve at that too. A little bit of a lesson there. Leaderboards can be one thing, but find what works for you. Again, limited test here, but I am super impressed with the native image generation in ChatGPT 4.0. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with an image-loaded episode of the AI Marketing Navigator tonight. Two big announcements in image generation that I went back and forth on doing individual episodes about. Probably should have divided it up, but I couldn't decide, so I decided to smash them together into one delicious combination. I must be hungry. I honestly don't know why I use the adjective delicious, but it works anyway. The first news and the biggest news is the fact that there is a new king of the hill in image generation, a new model that has been topping the leaderboards anonymously, known as Half Moon, recently in the last few days. So if you caught any of the buzz about Half Moon on the image generation leaderboards, we now know that the pseudonym belonged to Reeve Image 1.0, R-E-V Image Generation. It's a new image generation model that, again, is really kind of blowing away the competition from Stealth. So we're going to do a little demo generation with Reeve. It is free to sign up for and test out right now. Linked in the show notes. Definitely try it for yourself. But first, just a little bit of background on the emergence of the company, where it came from, what it's capable of, and then we'll test it out. And then finally, we'll close up the show with the additional news that it's now no longer just Gemini Flash 2.0 that has native image generation capabilities in its LLM. ChatGPT has thrown its hat in the ring with native image generation as well, now being available in ChatGPT 4.0. So the move from these companies continues to be towards a single unified intelligence experience where you have as many different types of model architectures and thinking capabilities combined with now as many generative and design capabilities as well. First Gemini, now ChatGPT have taken steps down that road by bringing image generation and in the case of Gemini, really, really impressive image editing as well natively into the LLM experience. We'll see if ChatGPT has the same pinpoint editing capabilities as Gemini does. But even if it doesn't, and as we'll talk about and see, it's really pretty impressive, the capabilities of ChatGPT's native image generation. And it would probably be making a lot more waves, and it really certainly is, if Reeve Image wasn't stealing a little bit of the limelight. But anyway, back to Reeve Image. Again, basically came out of nowhere, out of Stealth, and it was codenamed Half Moon. This was developed by Reeve AI, a Silicon Valley-based startup, and is being recognized and touted for its incredible capabilities when it comes to really the three core pillars or capabilities that any image generation should be judged on. The first being prompt adherence. How well does it actually adhere to your prompts? The second just being aesthetics. Like, what does it look like? Does it look good? And then lastly, typography. Can it do words? Really one of the biggest challenges early on for these models. But apparently Reeve excels in all of these. And these are, again, really the three things that any user of an image generation tool is likely going to recognize. On top of that, there is some natural language editing features as well as the ability to upload reference images in Reeve. So we'll take a look and test out those editing features as well. So we'll take a look and test out those editing features if we can as well. And we'll see if and how they compare to the image editing capabilities that, again, are right within Gemini Flash 2.0. And we'll see if ChatGPT is in the running for those editing capabilities as well. I will be surprised if you can do as detailed of edits as we saw in that Flash 2.0, but if you can, all the more impressive. Again, the main takeaway here and the main takeaway from the episode is that there is a new leader in the space. Nothing speaks quite like the fact that Reeve 1.0 has been topping the leaderboards in the image arena, now sitting above Google's Imagen 3, Midjourney's latest version, and Recraft V3. But let's take a look for ourselves. Again, it is free to test right now, so go take a look for yourself as well. Let's check it out. Okay, here we are now looking at the Reeve dashboard, and I really like the design, although pretty intense image here in the upper left-hand corner on this Explorer page. Definitely some very distinct vibes. I don't know if this video will get flagged if I say it's satanic, because it's definitely giving some satanic vibes. Anyway, maybe a channel as small as mine can't get flagged. Anyway, who knows? Pretty typical of these AI image generators now to have these community generations and explore page to get inspiration, to demonstrate what it's capable of. And these are really pretty impressive. And I think we've all been kind of numbed to the fact that AI can generate images somewhat close to this degree now. But I truly believe, I don't think you would know if you weren't told in many of these cases that we're looking at right now that these are AI. And that is more and more becoming the expectation. Okay, let's just hit it with our same prompt that I used when I was testing out the native image gen in ChatGPT earlier. A photorealistic image of a neon sign that reads the AI Marketing Navigator. And again, if you're watching along on video, you can see that we have some options for our generation here. And this is just the test of Reeve, just a preview. So I'm not sure exactly if this is everything that the full tool will include or not, but we have the option to set the aspect ratio. We can set the number of generations. Let's just do one generator. Let's do two. We might as well. There's an enhanced prompt feature that's turned on automatically. So that's going to probably take effect on our prompt and maybe affect the outcome a little bit compared to what you'll see from the ChatGPT native image generator. And then you can either auto set a seed or manually set a seed number for your image, which again is a method you can use to vary a distinct or particular generation that you might like. Okay, let's go ahead and create and see what our two images look like here. Stand by while these generate. And I will do my best to time it here and we'll see how long it takes. Just a couple seconds, actually. And there we have our neon signs. And they look pretty good, pretty realistic. At the very least, looks like they nailed all of the spelling. And I think text and typography is becoming a challenge of the past for these models. Let's try now and vary this a little bit. Also, when you select each of these, this is where you can get into the editing. You can instruct what you would like to change about the image. You can change the prompt. So let's see how this compares to the native image editing or the native capabilities in Gemini Flash 2.0, and then we'll also compare it to ChatGPT here in a second. Let's say we would like to change the color of the neon to pink, and we'll see how that works here. Reroll. Okay, and it didn't keep the images exactly the same. It did change the neon to pink. It nailed the typography again, but not quite the same effect as that Gemini 2.0 Flash, where it literally would almost instantly just swap out an exact item or object or color or something from an existing image, and nothing else in the image would change, which is a pretty insane effect, actually. But on that note, let's hop over into ChatGPT 4.0 now. I'm sharing my generation from earlier today, and I think this one beats those two initial ones that we saw in Reeve. Again, this was done natively right within ChatGPT 4.0. You can see the prompt was a photorealistic image of a neon sign that reads the AI Marketing Navigator, same prompt, and this is what it came up with. And again, the typography looks good. We have no errors or anything like that. Let's now see if we can change this color to pink. Change the color of the neon to pink. And let's see how this compares as well. We didn't do a very extensive test. We didn't do any like photorealistic humans or anything like that. But just strictly on our little AI Marketing Navigator test with these neon signs, I think I would probably take the ChatGPT native generation over Reeve at this point. Although I do like those pink variations that we had in Reeve as well. Okay, let's see if this works in ChatGPT. Stand by. Okay, and there you have it. It took a little bit longer, but you guys, it did an amazing job. I mean, here we have our two images. It's basically the same font. They nailed the typography again. You can still see the brick wall in the background. Pretty impressive. It wasn't quite the same as Gemini 2.0 Flash, where it was a little faster, but that was really the only difference that I noticed here. And again, one test, but it nailed the changing of the color and keeping the same image. I think it beats Reeve at that too. A little bit of a lesson there. Leaderboards can be one thing, but find what works for you. Again, limited test here, but I am super impressed with the native image generation in ChatGPT 4.0. The other thing to be said for it is it's right within the customer, the user-facing app. It's not within the AI Studio, which is the case with Google's AI Studio, which I have no problem with, but it's a little less natural of a user experience. There's been some complaints of friction for users wondering how to deal with that, how to select the right model. Apparently, there's reasons for that as well. Listen to actually today's episode of Marketing Against the Grain. They had Logan Kilpatrick on, who is a head of development or product over there for Google Gemini, I believe. And he kind of lays out why that might have been the case. Shout out to Marketing Against the Grain, as always. But the main purpose of today's episode or tonight's episode was just to get these two new image generation tools out there to you navigators. add them to your tool belt, add them to your workstation, to continue out the corny metaphor that we mentioned yesterday. I, for one, was expecting this episode to be all about Reeve, and I happen to be more impressed with the native image generation within ChatGPT 4.0. Really was not expecting it to nail the color change as nicely as it did. So Gemini and ChatGPT definitely going blow for blow with the native image generation. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.